This is Unit 28 of Speak and Read Eastern Arabic. Listen to this Arabic conversation, which takes place in a store where Mrs. Brown is buying a handmade embroidered tablecloth.
مساء الخير.
مساء النور.
عندك مفرش طاولة؟
شو القياس؟
بدي مفرش طاولة كبير،
شو اللون؟
أبيض مع طقم بشاكير.
تفضلي. هذا منيح؟
بقدر شوفه مفروض؟
طبعا ممكن. عجبك؟
ايوة عجبني. بقديش المفرش؟
2000 ليرة.
The conversation contains some new words. Listen to it again.
مساء الخير.
مساء النور.
عندك مفرش طاولة؟
شو القياس؟
بدي مفرش طاولة كبير.
شو اللون؟
أبيض مع طقم بشاكير.
تفضلي. هذا منيح؟
بقدر شوفه مفروض؟
طبعا ممكن. عجبك؟
ايوة عجبني. بقديش المفرش؟
2000 ليرة.
The conversation starts with the afternoon and evening greeting. Listen to it.
مساء الخير. مساء الخير.
It is different from the morning greeting in the first word only. Say good morning.
صباح الخير. صباح الخير.
Here's good afternoon or good evening.
مساء الخير. مساء الخير.
How do you say good afternoon or good evening?
مساء الخير. مساء الخير.
The response to good afternoon is different from the greeting. Listen to it.
مساء النور. مساء النور.
How do you respond to good afternoon?
مساء النور. مساء النور.
Mrs. Brown is in a store in the Hamadiyah Bazaar, where she is buying a handmade embroidered tablecloth. Here's how she says, "Do you have a tablecloth?"
عندك مفرش طاولة؟ عندك مفرش طاولة؟
Here's the word for tablecloth.
مفرش طاولة. مفرش طاولة.
It is made up of two words. One for cloth and the second for table. Say cloth.
مفرش. مفرش.
Say table.
طاولة. طاولة.
Say the whole phrase for tablecloth.
مفرش طاولة. مفرش طاولة.
Ask the salesman, do you have a tablecloth?
عندك مفرش طاولة؟ عندك مفرش طاولة؟
He wants to know what size she needs. Do you remember the word for what?
شو؟ شو؟
Here's the word for size.
Yes. Yes.
How do you ask? What size?
شو القياس؟ شو القياس؟
Note the L sound before size. It stands for the article the. Ask what size?
شو القياس؟ شو القياس؟
How does the lady say, I want a large tablecloth?
بدي مفرش طاولة كبير. بدي مفرش طاولة كبير.
This sentence contains a new word for large or big. Here it is.
كبير. كبير.
Say, a large tablecloth.
مفرش طاولة كبير. مفرش طاولة كبير.
How do you say large, referring to a masculine thing?
كبير. كبير.
The form is masculine because the word for cloth is masculine. Adjectives should match nouns in number and gender. However, the word for table is feminine, as you can figure out from the A ending. So how do you say a large table?
طاولة كبيرة. طاولة كبيرة.
How do you say a large tablecloth? Remember that you are describing the cloth, not the table.
مفرش طاولة كبير. مفرش طاولة كبير.
The masculine form is used because it is describing the cloth, not the table. Say once more, a large tablecloth.
مفرش طاولة كبير. مفرش طاولة كبير.
The salesman wants to find out what color tablecloth Mrs. Brown wants. How does he ask, what color?
شو اللون؟ شو اللون؟
Here's the word for color.
لون. لون.
It sounds like the English word loan. Say color again.
لون. لون.
How does the salesman ask what color?
شو اللون؟ شو اللون؟
Have you noticed the elongated L sound on the beginning of the word for color? The man is literally asking, what the color? How do you ask, what color?
شو اللون؟ شو اللون؟
Mrs. Brown wants a white tablecloth. Here's the word for white.
أبيض. أبيض.
How do you say white?
أبيض. أبيض.
The woman spots a tablecloth on display. She points at it and says, that one, the one on the right. Listen and repeat.
هداك اللي على اليمين. هداك اللي على اليمين.
Literally, she is saying, that which on the right. Here's the word for that, referring to a masculine thing.
هداك. هداك.
Say that, referring to a masculine thing.
هداك. هداك.
Here's the word for which.
اللي. اللي.
It also means who. How do you say which?
اللي. اللي.
Do you remember the phrase on the right?
على اليمين. على اليمين.
Now let's put these phrases together and say the whole sentence. Say that one, the one on the right.
هداك اللي على اليمين. هداك اللي على اليمين.
What's the word for white?
أبيض. أبيض.
Do you remember the word for color?
لون. لون.
Suppose the salesman doesn't quite know which one she is pointing at, and he is about to pick up the wrong tablecloth. The woman gives him more information, saying, the white one.
الأبيض. الأبيض.
You may have noticed that there is no word for one. The woman is literally saying, the white. Say it again.
الأبيض. الأبيض.
Or she may say, no, not the white one. Listen.
لا, مو الأبيض. لا, مو الأبيض.
Now the lady wants to know how much it is. Do you remember how to say how much?
أديش. أديش.
Note the elongated D sound. Say how much again.
أديش. أديش.
Say, how much is the cloth? Remember there's no is.
أديش المفرش. أديش المفرش.
Have you remembered to insert an L sound before the word for cloth? It represents the definite article. Ask again, how much is the cloth?
أديش المفرش. أديش المفرش.
The man may say a number you won't be able to catch, but you can always ask someone to write it down for you. Do you remember how to say, write it down, please?
اكتبه من فضلك. اكتبه من فضلك.
Say please to a man.
من فضلك. من فضلك.
Have you noticed the uck ending? Say please again.
من فضلك. من فضلك.
Now listen once more and repeat the word for write it down.
اكتبه. اكتبه.
Say the whole phrase. Write it down, please.
اكتبه من فضلك. اكتبه من فضلك.
You already know some numbers. Let's review them. How do you say one?
واحد. واحد.
Say two.
اثنين. اثنين.
Say three.
ثلاثة. ثلاثة.
How do you say four?
أربعة. أربعة.
Say five.
خمسة. خمسة.
Now say six.
ستة. ستة.
Say seven.
سبعة. سبعة.
Say eight.
ثمانية. ثمانية.
Say nine.
تسعة. تسعة.
And how do you say ten?
عشرة. عشرة.
Say 11.
11. 11.
You may recall that from 12 through 19, the numbers end in a tash syllable. Say 12.
12. 12.
Have you noticed the tash syllable? Note, however, that it contains a sound produced deep in the throat. Listen to it again and repeat.
12. 12.
Say 13.
13. 13.
Say 14.
14. 14.
Say 15.
15. 15.
How do you say 16?
16. 16.
Say 17.
17. 17.
Do you remember how to say 18?
18. 18.
Say 19.
19. 19.
What's 20?
20. 20.
The numbers 20, 30, 40, and so forth have an een ending. Say 20 again.
20. 20.
How do you say 30?
30. 30.
Note that it is made up of the number 3, where the a ending is replaced with the een ending. Say 30 again.
13. 13.
Say 40.
40. 40.
Say 50.
50. 50.
How do you say 60?
16. 16.
Say 70.
70. 70.
Now say 80.
80. 80.
Say 90.
90. تسعين
What's the word for 100?
مية مية
Note the ye ending. Say 100 again.
مية مية
As you may remember, compound numbers 21 and above all have a similar pattern. Listen to the number 21 and repeat.
واحد وعشرين واحد وعشرين
He's literally saying 1 and 20. Say 21 once more.
واحد وعشرين واحد وعشرين
Say 34
أربعة وثلاثين أربعة وثلاثين
Numbers greater than 100 also have a similar pattern, with the word 100 said first, followed by whatever combination of numbers. For example, here's how to say 125.
125 125
Literally, the man is saying 105 and 20. Say 125 again.
125 125
Here's the word for 200.
200 200
How do you say 200?
200 200
Here's 300.
300
Literally, it is the word for 3 without the A ending and the word for 100. Say 300.
300. 300.
The pattern is the same up to 900. Say 700.
700. 700.
Here's the word for 1,000.
1,000. ألف.
How do you say thousand?
ألف. ألف.
The process with the numbers 1,000 and greater is the same as that for hundreds. Let's go back to the salesman and Mrs. Brown in the store. She has asked how much the tablecloth is. How does she ask this question?
قديش المفرش؟ قديش المفرش؟
How would the man say 2,000 lira?
2,000 lira. 2,000 lira.
Suppose the price is 2,300 lira. How would he say 2,300?
2,300. 2,300.
Here's how he says 2,300 lira.
2,300 lira. 2,300 lira.
Note that the ending of 100 changes from ye to eat when you add the word for lira. Say 2,300 lira.
2,300 lira. 2,300 lira.
Now the lady wants to know if the tablecloth comes with a set of napkins. First, here's the word for napkin.
Bashkir. Bashkir.
How do you say napkin?
Bashkir. Bashkir.
Here's the plural form for napkin.
Bashakir. Bashakir.
You simply insert an a sound after sha. How do you say napkin?
Bashakir. Bashakir.
Here's the word for set.
Ta'am. Ta'am.
How do you say a set of napkins?
Ta'am bashakir. طقم بشاكير.
She is literally saying set napkins. There's no of. Say a set of napkins once more.
طقم بشاكير. طقم بشاكير.
She asked the salesman, with a set of napkins, listen and repeat.
مع طقم بشاكير. مع طقم بشاكير.
You already know the word for with. Say it again.
مع. مع.
Ask the man, with a set of napkins.
مع طقم بشاكير. مع طقم بشاكير.
The lady asks the man if she can see the set. Listen to how she says it.
ممكن شوفه. ممكن شوفه.
How do you ask? May I?
ممكن. ممكن.
How do you say see it?
شوفه. شوفه.
Note the O sound for it, referring to a masculine thing. It also refers to a male, meaning him. Say again, see it, referring to a masculine thing.
شوفه. شوفه.
How do you say see it, referring to a feminine thing?
شوفه. شوفه.
The difference lies in the ending. It also means her. Say see it, referring to a feminine object.
شوفه. شوفه.
The salesman hands her the tablecloth, using a polite expression similar to, here you are. Listen and repeat.
تفضلي. تفضلي.
How do you say to a woman, here you are?
تفضلي. تفضلي.
He wants to know if she likes it. He asks her, is this good? Listen.
هذا منيح. هذا منيح.
Remember, there's no is. He's asking, this good? How do you say, is this good?
هذا منيح. هذا منيح.
Mrs. Brown wants to see it unfolded. She asks him, can I see it unfolded? First, here's the word for unfolded.
مفروض. مفروض.
This form of the word refers to a masculine thing. Say unfolded.
مفروض. مفروض.
How do you say I can?
بقدر. بقدر.
Now say I can see it, referring to a masculine thing.
بقدر شوفه. بقدر شوفه.
To ask, can I see it, requires only a rising intonation. Ask, can I see it?
بقدر شوفه. بقدر شوفه.
Now ask, can I see it unfolded?
بقدر شوفه مفروض. بقدر شوفه مفروض.
The man says, of course. Listen and repeat.
طبعا. طبعا.
He says, of course it's possible.
طبعا ممكن. طبعا ممكن.
He's saying, of course possible. The man asks her, did you like it? This is expressed in one word. Here it is.
عجبك؟ عجبك؟
Have you noticed the ick ending? As you may recall, this ending is used when addressing a woman. Actually, the verb means, it pleased you, which explains the ick ending. Ask a woman, did you like it?
عجبك؟ عجبك؟
How do you ask a man, did you like it?
عجبك؟ عجبك؟
Have you noticed the uck ending when addressing a male? Once more ask a man, did you like it?
عجبك؟ عجبك؟
The lady in the store answers, yes, I liked it, or more literally, yes, it pleased me. Listen and repeat.
ايوة عجبني. ايوة عجبني.
The ni ending on the verb is equivalent to the pronoun me. Say, I liked it.
عجبني. عجبني.
How do you ask a woman, did you like the tablecloth?
عجبك المفرش؟ عجبك المفرش؟
Ask her, did you like the film?
عجبك الفيلم؟ عجبك الفيلم؟
Here's a word similar to interesting. Say, it's interesting.
ظريف. ظريف.
How do you say interesting, referring to a masculine thing?
ظريف. ظريف.
Here's the form that refers to a feminine thing.
ظريفة. ظريفة.
Suppose someone asks you if the excursion has pleased you. Do you remember the word for excursion, which is a feminine noun?
جولة. جولة.
Here's the verb for it pleased you, referring to a feminine thing and addressed to a woman.
عجبتك؟ عجبتك؟
It contains a T sound right before the ick ending. Ask a woman, did you like the excursion? Or more literally, did the excursion please you?
عجبتك الجولة؟ عجبتك الجولة؟
Say, yes, I liked it, or rather, it pleased me.
ايوة عجبتني. ايوة عجبتني.
Suppose you and a friend have just gone to a football game. Do you remember the word for game?
مباراة. مباراة.
The word is feminine. Ask a man, did you like the game?
عجبتك المباراة؟ عجبتك المباراة؟
How do you ask a woman, did you like the game?
عجبتك المباراة؟ عجبتك المباراة؟
Do you remember how to ask, when can we meet?
إمتى بنقدر نجتمع؟ إمتى بنقدر نجتمع؟
The verb for we can has a combination of the B and N sounds on its beginning. Say it again.
بنقدر. بنقدر.
How do you say at 1 o'clock?
ساعة واحدة. ساعة واحدة.
Say 1:30.
ساعة واحدة ونص. ساعة واحدة ونص.
How do you say after lunch?
بعد الغداء. بعد الغداء.
Say before lunch.
قبل الغداء. قبل الغداء.
Do you remember how to say in front of the hotel?
قدام الأوتيل. قدام الأوتيل.
How do you say thank you?
شكرا. شكرا.
How do you respond to thank you?
عفوا. عفوا.